CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Unbranded, the show where we explore the link between brain and brand power. How to elevate human behavior and ultimately to drive stories and brand behavior. I am Timothy Maurice, and you can follow my work on Twitter at Timothy Maurice, M-A-U-R-I-C-E, not Maurice, not M-O-R-R-I-S. It's Timothy Maurice. And my website is www.timothymaurice.com. And on Instagram, which I find that people are absolutely loving because people like to look at stuff. So you can look at my post and all my other details are there as well. And that's Insta Timothy. Thanks so much to everyone who has subscribed to our free podcast on iTunes. That's right. I love iTunes because we have listeners from around the world, literally from everywhere, from far extremes to Saudi Arabia to New York to Ghana, all over the world. And you continue to follow us at CliffCentral.com as well. I'm grateful to everyone for the growth, who followed the growth of this conversation, linking the science of brain and brand power. Continue to share your thoughts with me about the podcast and forward our link to onto your friends and colleagues, and make sure that they continue to read my books. And it's because it's through the purchase of my books that I can afford to do this work and share this brain and brand science content. And again, you can email me directly, info@timothymaurice.com or timothymaurice@gmail.com if you prefer that as well. Today we explore the complex subject of financing your dreams. How to take little to no money and invest it to create revenue to ensure you can finance your dreams. On a personal finance level, one of the biggest things keeping people from living their dreams is financial limitations, or being stuck in a job because of needing to work, not being able to sort of go after your dreams. And I've been there before, where I wanted to go away to write for 6 months, but at the time I couldn't afford to. Now I live a life where, by using investment strategy, if I want to go away for several weeks and not focus on work and just create wonderful thought leadership work, I can do that. And I want to show you how to do that as well. So if you want to be a painter but work in two jobs so you have no time to paint, or wanting to study full time to do your degree, or hoping to sing and produce music but feel financially strapped, this is the conversation for you. I want to explore ways to make so you can make cash, so you can take care of your bills, build wealth, and follow your dreams, take care of your family, etc. So I brought in financial literacy expert Nelisiwe Masango. She's the founder of Bear Run Investments to help unpack this topic. Welcome to Unbranded.
Morning, Timothy. Thank you so much for having me today.
Awesome. Nelisiwe is also an ambassador for Santam's 1001 Day campaign. She's a thought leader, branding, sort of a branded voice in the media. You may see her all over the place. She's also the founder of FeeFine, Females in Finance. Nelisiwe, take us back. I mean, your background, you grew up in sort of an average sort of home, but when it was time to go off to college, your parents didn't have money to fund your goals and dreams at that point. Why was it important for you to start looking at finance? Isn't that kind of normal? Some people, they feel like when these things happen, they just fall back. What made you fall forward?
Well, that is a very good question, because I grew up a straight-A student, an all-rounder. So for the most part of my childhood, I focused on doing really well, getting really good marks so I can then go to university. And then life happens. I mean, I did my part for the past 18 years, being a go-getter, being an achiever. And then now it's time for university, and the one thing that was out of my control let me down. So as a young person, it's very difficult to get a job unless you're 16. So I needed finance. That was one thing that I couldn't go get myself, and it was the biggest thing that let me down. So I couldn't go to university at the time. I did go to first year, and now it was time for me to go on to second year. But finance, once again, let me down. So that's when I started researching on finance, the psychology behind money, and how one can also make something small become much bigger. As you can see as well, most students can understand with the whole hashtag fees must fall. If our parents had a better understanding of finance and a better way to grow their finances, we wouldn't be in a position where we have to look for student loans or we have to protest because fees are so high. So that was the biggest thing when it comes to me.
I like how you put that. You were like, I feel like finance is a person. You're like, finance let me down. I'm even picturing what finance looks like. I'm imagining this tall white man with gray hair who looks at you and go, I'm not paying for you to go to school. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this man let me down. But on a serious note, when it comes to living your goals and dreams, and when it comes to pursuing things that you're passionate about, you need to have personal reserves and personal finance. You need to have sort of a structured way. This conversation is not about saving and all that other stuff. We want to talk specifically about how to take 500 Rand, 1,000 Rand, small cash here and there, and to be able to flip it, to invest it, to be able to make money. First of all, why should someone get a coach versus learning about this stuff themselves? Because you're a coach, right?
Mm-hmm. 100%. I'm a financial wellness coach. And at the end of the day, my job is to promote financial freedom when it comes to people. So in as much as you can learn by yourself, I'm all for that. But sometimes, I mean, personally, I've lost a lot of money along the way. So this is why I created such a company and a space whereby I can help people, save them a lot of money as well, and save them all the mistakes that I made in order for them to get to where they need to be financially. So having a coach is very important, whether it's a life coach, whether it's a career coach. And it's just so unfortunate that we don't have more financial wellness coaches. It's not a thing, but everyone else has a life coach, they have a career coach, a business coach, a mentor. But when it comes to the finances, who is helping you with regards to that? Because like you mentioned just now, I have a habit of saying, you know, finance is a person. You need to respect money because money isn't, it's neutral. It's not good. It's not bad. All right. It's how you use your money, and you need to respect it and understand it. And that's the only way you can actually make money multiply, by having a pure understanding of it.
Got it. One of the things that interests me is that most people, because of, you know, whether you come from rich or poor or disadvantaged or whatever backgrounds, most people often struggle to fully appreciate money because it's just not shared openly. And I guess what a coach does can help bridge the gap and help catch people up to a point where they, you know, they can speak the language, they can understand the philosophy and so forth. When it comes to easy ways to create cash flow, that can allow you to invest in yourself so you can pursue your goals and dreams, what are a couple quick ways to be able to create some cash flow?
Well, first and foremost, you need to find legitimate ways. That's the biggest part. We can all find shortcuts.
Right. You can go sell drugs. That's quick.
You know, but the most legitimate way. So, for example, someone that only has 100 Rand or 200 Rand to invest. That's when you can invest in exchange traded funds. You can buy a share or very small portion of a big company. So for people with very, very small amounts of money, like 100 Rand, you can always start investing and purchasing your first shares. For people with anything above 1,300 Rand, you can then divide that by 13 to have 100 US dollars. You can then open a trading account and then trade foreign currencies, gold and oil. And then for amounts generally 20,000, 30,000 Rand upwards, you can then put them in unit trusts. And then for amounts above 500,000 Rand, and if you are an experienced trader and investor, you can then put that money in hedge funds.
You help people make a lot of money with Forex as well. Mm-hmm. Forex has come under the spotlight. You know, there both some people see it as a gold mine, some people see it as, you know, a dump mine. You know, ultimately, there are good and bad ways to look at Forex. And I think because of the lack of regulation and ease of get in, there will always be people who get into that space who don't necessarily know what they're doing and give it a bad name or whatever. But help us understand, what is foreign exchange? And then kind of unpack it for us on the level that you work with it on.
Okay. Well, Forex falls under the derivatives market, all right? And essentially, you're trading a CFD, All right, contract for difference, meaning you can buy and sell currencies, commodities such as gold and oil, without having to own them. So unlike property, the property market or the stock market, whereby there's some level of ownership, when it comes to online trading, you don't own anything. And this is why it's very easy to make money, like by selling something. All right, we sell in a bear market when prices drop. So when it comes to that, because it's so new, because online trading relies heavily on the internet, you need data, you need an electronic device, either a smartphone, a tablet, or a laptop or a computer to then enter into the market. So because of technology, many things are being upgraded and it's easily accessible to everyone, because most people have smartphones, they have access to the internet, they're on social media, so they understand how to use these things. The issue that I have is when, as with any industry, there are loopholes, and that's when people feel the need to fill it up themselves, and that's when you have scam artists as well. So, of course, as with any industry, people want to take the shortcut.
So, how do you know if you want to get, if you engage someone like you? How would I know whether or not you're serious?
All right, how a person projects themselves is always very important.
No, but I'm talking about, because no, scam artists are good at projecting themselves.
100%.
I'm saying, what can I research and what can I check on a Forex trader to decide whether or not this person is serious?
Oh, well, first and foremost, it's always the jargon as well. I mean, people can't just say, oh, Forex, you know, buy, sell, $5.3 trillion market. I mean, falls under the derivatives market. You know, there's a way in which we, some of us, like myself as an example, there's a way that we explain it, understand from a more technical perspective. But another thing is that there are brokers out there. So if you come for training, let's say you come to my company, and you now need to fund a trading account, the biggest thing, and I've spoken about it as well, is regulation. And you spoke about that. Brokers need to be FSB regulated. Whether a broker is in a different country, if they want to do business with a South African citizen, they have to be regulated through the Financial Services Board.
So you check and see if someone is regulated, basically.
Yes, when it comes to the broker, where you then deposit your money. That's number one. Number two, training is training. I mean, training at the end of the day falls under skills development. The issue then is there's nothing wrong with paying for training. But when you start giving someone money to manage it on your behalf, that falls under asset management. And companies need to be FSB regulated category 2 and 2A for discretionary or hedge fund. That's when your bigger companies, your old mutuals, your banks, your Allen Grays, etc., that's when they can take clients' money and invest or trade it on their behalf, because they are regulated. There's compliances and laws and all these things that ensure that the customer is then, their finances are safe. But now the issue is, I come to you and I say, give me 100,000 rand, I'm going to turn it into 2 million rand in 6 months. You need to, if someone says that, their company needs to be regulated, they should have an FSP license.
Okay, but let's talk about, okay, got it. So they want to check and see if you've got license, the regulation, all that stuff. I got it. Okay, good. So basically what she's saying, don't go to someone who's a fly-by-night who has no association with any regulation or nothing.
100%.
Now, someone comes to you and they go, look, I don't want to go and work as a waitress all day and all night just to get tips when people struggle to tip. I don't know why people don't tip. But I had a waiter recently who said to me that people will have a 580 Rand bill and they'll just top it up to 600 and get leave 20 Rand. Guys, please stop that. That's just horrible. And it's going to come back to you in your life. Anyway, that's my moment to learn, to really sort of make people feel guilty. Anyway, when it comes to someone who says, I do not want to be a waiter, I want to take 500 rands that I have in my pocket and I want to start investing it so that I can have cash flow to be able to pay my bills and to pursue my goals and dreams. Is that possible?
It is. But I mean, if you look at the initial capital that a person has, when it comes to finance, when you have very small amounts of money, your interest or your returns will also be very low. So 500 Rand, realistically, you can't really live off that. But 500 Rand over a long period of time can then grow.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying, what they said is, look, I've saved up for 2 or 3 months. And right now, what I can afford to give
is 500
for investments and so forth, is, you know, for high risk type of investing like Forex and so forth. What could they expect? What is, you know, what is the potential What are the potential returns over several months? I know it's hard to say. It depends on what happened with the markets, what happens mm-hmm. with currency and so forth. But, you know, when if someone takes a small amount, mm-hmm. 500,000 rand, 2,000 rand, and they put it into this type of thing, if they manage it well, they manage their emotions and all of this sort of stuff, what type of returns could they potentially expect?
Well, they could expect, they could even double their account. And this is what I spoke about before, and I actually showed an example. So something such as 3,000 rand, all right, which is about 3,000 something, about $250, can be, you can double that amount of money in one day. All right, based on proper fundamental analysis, analyzing the markets, the technical side of it as well. So 500 Rand, if you only have 500 Rand, rather just put it into exchange traded funds, purchase shares of really great companies. And then that you'd probably start getting a couple of maybe 10, 20 Rand in the next coming months.
Yeah.
But saving up to have about 3,500, that's a different story. You can then double that in about a day or so based on trading. Yeah.
Okay, so I want to be clear. This conversation is not about people who are thinking about investing long terms and you're already wealthy. I want to talk to the people who are out there who have goals and dreams mm-hmm. and they want to be able to create quick cash. They need to fund a video. They need to make sure that they fund the editing for their book, the little small things, and they mm-hmm. can take it and use these investment strategies, and they can contact you. Your email, just quickly, for those people who want to follow you on social media, mm-hmm. first your email and then your social media details.
All right. So for people who want to drop me an email as a financial wellness coach, it is info@nellysiwamasango.com.
Okay. Most people, if somebody's listening in Japan, they're not going to know how to spell none of it. So spell your name.
So it's info@nellysiwamasango.com. Okay. And then for Forex and stock relating questions, they can send it to my team, info@bearuninvestments.co.za.
Got it.
And then you can follow me on Twitter, BRI_Nellysiwe. I'm also on Instagram, BRI_Nellysiwe as well. I've got a Facebook page, Nellysiwe Masango. And you can also follow the company, Bearun Investments. If you search on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, just like that, you'll find us.
If you've downloaded this and fast forwarded it to this point of the conversation, we're chatting to Nellysiwe Masango, who is a financial literacy sort of wellness coach, and she has a number of strategies, both long-term and short-term investment strategies, high risk, low risk, all types of stuff. She'll help you look at it. But if you are a young person, a young professional, and you don't want to take up a second job and you just want to create some cash, there's some ways to do it. Know that it's high risk. But in terms of the potential, there is potential out there. Where does one start?
Well, first of all, they can attend one of our free workshops that we host.
You host free workshops?
Yes,
we have. In South Africa?
In South Africa, we host free workshops in South Africa, whereby we unpack what finance is all about. And then, of course, we have various packages and training programs that someone can hop on. So whether you're interested in Forex trading or you want to trade stocks or you want to invest long term, you can choose any one of our training programs that will then assist you and equip you to understand and start making your money grow.
And the major value of the training, and this is where, I mean, someone can Google and they can go online and learn a lot of this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But as a coach, you help people understand the value of money, mindset, understanding the value of being able to engage, control, to sort of protect their investment. Because if you go in wildly, mm-hmm. you could find yourself in a situation where you lose that 3,500 versus actually growing it. So at these workshops, you spend a lot of time. And once you go through the workshops and you actually sign up with you, take us through the process.
All right. So after attending any one of our workshops and you'd like to sign up to a particular training program. So we have training schedules. We are based in Four Ways, Sandton.
Okay.
So all our training takes place at our offices, but we do have training outside of Sandton as well. Like I'm going to Durban this week as well to do training. So what happens then, we have e-learning software, whereby all your class notes, your assignments, your practicals, your activities are then uploaded there, which can be accessed off an app or just normal internet browser. And then what happens then is that we start unpacking everything from the theory side to the practical side as well. If you need a broker, if you need an asset manager, we then link you up with regulated companies that can then assist you moving forward. So it's not just a theory class. It's theory. It's practical. You start practicing from the first day. Start making money the first day. as well. And then if you need extra assistance with regards to, like I said, brokers and asset management managers, we then bring them on board to come assist.
If somebody starts out with 3,500 rand, after 365 days, if they manage the money well, market does average, like it, you know, normally there's no big crash or anything extreme happens. At the end of a year, if they have 3,500 and they're not the most risky, but they go in and they are, you know, sort of fairly conservative about, but they do take some chances. What would the end of the year look like?
The end of the year could look like, so like I said, with, it's a good thing you said $300 account, which is about 3,000 something. I doubled that in one day. So based on good analysis, like I mentioned as well, by the end of the year, you could be sitting anywhere between 10 to 20,000 US dollars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of 3,500 rands. Oh, wow.
US dollars. Because you're growing the account slowly. You are analyzing. We also encourage people not to just rush and just enter the market. You have to analyze things. You have to have a good mindset as well and protect the account. So it's not just about growing it rapidly overnight, but it's about protecting your account. That's the only way money can then accumulate.
Got it. So that's Nelisiwe Masango, who I want you to reach out to her and people like her, but mostly her, because I trust that she's trying to do the right thing and she wants to see people, you know, financially free and independent, inspiring young women and making sure that people do go out there and live their goals and dreams. Any sort of final tips that you would have for a young professional, 25 to 40 years old, who hasn't really thought about their finances like this? They live month to month, they never invested. Any sort of tips you'd have for them?
All right, three very simple tips. One, save. Even if it means you have to cut back on things that you don't really need, going out, etc., try to save as much money as possible. You know, step two would then be to eliminate your debt. If you're not in debt already, that's okay. But try to eliminate debts, either your high interest rate debts, such as your credit cards, or the smaller stuff, such as your clothing accounts, your contract phones, etc. And then number three, you really need to supplement your income. Start looking at ways to get into entrepreneurship as a small business, and also making money off financial markets and online trading.
Did you just say cut your contracts?
I said pay them off, because you know what happens is that people, we like things, right? When it comes to contracts, you go and you sign it and then people don't end up paying for it. And that actually accumulates over a long period of time. So the sooner you can pay the contract, the sooner you're out of that particular debt as well. That's part of debt as well, because it's a 2-year thing, 2-3 year thing. So that's step number two, eliminate your debt. And then three, supplement your income.
Name one person, a real person that you know, that you met, didn't have much cash, and they followed your advice, and they started to do well, and now you can say that they have a really healthy, investment sort of background.
So we had one client in particular, Mr. Mohammed. He came in. He used to work for a particular bank. We taught him how to trade. He made some money as well. And then he left his job because he wanted to pursue his studies and become an accountant. So I think he's in his third year right now, but he makes his money from trading. And it allows him to carry on studying to be an accountant. Then he has a little child as well. So sometimes it's not, for some people, it's about, you know, making a lot of money and that's it. For some people, it's just about, okay, I want to focus on my studies, but yeah, I don't want to work.
Which is why we have in the whole podcast, right?
100%.
So this guy came to you. And how much money did he start with?
Wow. He started with, it was less than 10,000 rand at that particular time. Less than 10,000 rand. So it's realistic amount.
And now
amount.
He literally lives off
that. He lives off that. And now he's a full-time student and continuing his accounting degree.
Oh, and how does taxes and stuff work?
All right. When it comes to that, I mean, I'm no tax expert, but I always say at our workshops and our seminars that people need to go and declare this. So we all are on different tax brackets. So what you need to do is there's an option on your trading accounts whereby you can go to trading history. Grab trading history, grab your bank statements as well, and then go to your tax consultant and explain to them, okay, listen, this is my additional income from my trading account, and then they'll then see how they allocate that. But you need to declare everything at the end of the day, you know, as a South African citizen as well.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much again. And thanks for everyone who tuned in. I am, you know what I'm grateful about is that there's so many voices out there who actually genuinely care about other people and making sure that they live the life that they were sort of destined to live and they deserve to live. And if you're out there and you really do want to sort of follow your goals and dreams, continue to follow this podcast. Go to bearruninvestments.co.za. Contact Nelisiwe. Go back to our older podcasts as well. There's all sorts of good content out there about boosting your brain power, about ensuring that you understand simple things like the power of laughter and smiles and what that does to your entire chemical makeup and how it makes you feel, how exercise boosts your creative power and capacity, how to be more creative, make your personal brand less boring. All of this stuff is in our database. You can subscribe on iTunes, just search Unbranded, or you can go to cliffcentral.com. We post our podcast every Tuesday around lunchtime. So that if you subscribe to it, you'll get a notification around lunchtime. I am Timothy Maurice. You can follow me at Timothy Maurice. Email me info@timothymaurice.com or timothymaurice@gmail.com. Thank you so much again for listening to Unbranded. CliffCentral.com.